The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Well, good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of March. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the Club Players Association has disbanded. The group was established in 2017 with the aim of tackling the fixtures issue for all Gaelic Games players. The CPA views its task is complete now, following the decision at Congress last weekend to implement a split season. Three goals in the last 10 minutes against Wolves stretched Manchester City's winning streak to 21 games last night. Gabriel Jesus scored twice in a 4-1 victory at the Etihad Stadium. The win moves City 15 points clear of Manchester United at the top of the Premier League table. City manager Pep Guardiola was happy for his Brazilian striker Jesus.
He's a joy of guy and we know. We know it's not in the statistics, it's not in the highlights. But the influence in our game, what he does, and never realize what he does, is amazing. So, and today, he scored two goals. It's so good for him and for the team.
United can trim City's arrears tonight away to Crystal Palace. That game kicks off at Selhurst Park at 8:15. Leicester City have lost their last two matches ahead of this evening's trip to Burnley. It's a 6 p.m. start at Turf Moor. Basement dwellers Sheffield United entertain Aston Villa also at 6. Mick McCarthy extended his unbeaten run as Cardiff City boss to 10 games last night. Their 4-0 win over Derby County moved them into the Championship playoff spots. First meets second at Carrow Road tonight, with Norwich City up against Brentford. Tribute support in from the world of football for the former Liverpool player and TV host Ian St. John, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. The Scot won two league titles and an FA Cup with the Reds in the 1960s before fronting the popular Saint and Greavesy magazine show in the 1980s. Mark Lawrenson, a Liverpool legend himself, said St. John was a key part of Bill Shankly's team on Merseyside.
Saint was he was only 5'8", and if you think about it, he played in little bit off Roger Hunt. I mean, Roger Hunt just scored goals for fun, didn't he? And they had, I think, Peter Thompson on the left wing, Ian Callan on the right. But Saint would scrap with anybody. He was just, that's the way that he was. And for a relatively small fella, he was really, really fiery. But he was also a very, very good player and a good team man as well.
An Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board hearing into trainer Gordon Elliott will be held on Friday. Cheveley Park Stud have withdrawn 8 horses from the Meath Handler's yard following his photo scandal. English racing journalist Lydia Hislop has explained why the British Horse Racing Authority decided to ban Elliott from running horses in the UK before the IHRB made a ruling.
Just as it is in Ireland, there has been a massive backlash to that image. And the British Horse Racing Authority felt that it needed to do some damage limitation, I would imagine. And so that is the reason that they have stepped in and made this call. And they made it at the time when they weren't sure at what point the IHRB will be able to come to the point of bringing a hearing process. Mm. Mm. So they stepped in and made a very decisive decision. Now, as I say, it's highly unusual.
There was to be no fairy tale return to snooker for Stephen Hendry last night. Despite a century break in claiming the second frame of his Gibraltar Open first round match, he lost 4-1 to Matthew Selt. Ken Doherty set up a second round meeting with Mark Selby by defeating Matthew Stevens 4-3. Welsh Open winner Jordan Brown takes on Rod Lawler today, with Gerard Green up against Stuart Bingham. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Louise Galvin and talking about Alex Ferguson. Then tonight we'll chat to Keith Wood and Stuart Barnes on Wednesday Night Rugby. We'll also be joined by Liam Griffin and Tara Sullivan. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.